Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing. Always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true transparency pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Midday 180 served up by Wendy's. Primary complaint is straight ahead. But first, as promised, Titans cornerback Logan Ryan joins us here on the Midday 180 served up by Wendy's. Straight off of the practice field at OTAs today. Logan, what's up, man?
What's going on? I thought you guys were going to have me on for the primary complaint. I didn't want any part of that.
Maybe next time you can jump in on that. We do want you to jump in on this, though. Help us settle this, because we were having this discussion. You go to a concert. Are you the type of guy who'll take out the cell phone and take pictures and video of the concert? Because Chris Rock, Kevin Hart, Dave Chappelle, they've gotten to the point now where you have to turn in your cell phone before going there because they get so annoyed by people taking pictures. Do you take pictures and videos at concerts?
No, I don't. Not at all. I'm there to enjoy it. And I barely take pictures of my kids because I'm just, I don't even think of it. It's my wife that always thinks to stop and take the family photos. But I don't take many pictures at all. So I've heard about that policy. I've been to a Kevin Hart concert and he's done that.
Well, I think that we want to be more like you, Logan.
Yes.
We want to get away from having to take our phone out and take a picture. I went to U2 Saturday. I've got like 4 videos of different songs on my phone. I don't even remember taking them. I was just blindly putting my phone up and videoing. I've got to get away from that.
Addiction, man. You're just addicted to touching your phone so much you didn't even think about it.
It's a problem. It's a real problem.
Logan Ryan with us on the Midday 180. Is there a new free agent addition or a rookie who's left the biggest impression on you so far?
No, I can't single out one. I'm sure you guys will see in due time, but just as a whole, as a team, I just think the practices are really competitive right now. A lot of guys have their days. We got a pretty good secondary group where some guys have their days, and it's like, wow, he's balling out today. So, no, I can't. I won't sing one to one. I just like as a whole, I think we're looking like a pretty good team that's standing out.
I hesitated to even ask you that because I thought it was a layup for you to say Malcolm Butler.
It is. But, let Malcolm's play speak for itself. Ask Malcolm that. His play, he's done so much in this league. I don't think he's not going to really stand out to me. I already know that he's a standout.
You feel like you're back in New England playing alongside him already?
I feel like it's a lot of fun. I don't know. I wouldn't say necessarily New England, but, I mean, he's a familiar face. We played a lot. We went in a lot of battles together in this league, started a lot of games together, and he's just a part of a talented secondary group, and I love playing with all these guys, with KB, with Adoree, with Sip, with whoever's out there. I mean, I've had a lot of fun even last year. This was some of the funnest I've had in my career.
Physically, how do you feel right now?
I feel great, man. I put more work in personally, individually than I've ever had in my game. I've always been known to be a hard worker. I've always had to kind of get it through my work ethic and try to be as hard working as anybody I know. And I've took it even up a notch. And I just think as I'm getting older in my career, I understand the importance of diet and exercising all year round and trying to train 7 days a week. So I definitely took it up a notch. I definitely feel the best I've ever felt.
Curious about this, Logan, because you had no issues coming in last offseason and setting the example and the trend for the secondary and for the defense. I mean, you'd been there and done that in New England. But what you learned about Kevin Byard last offseason and then comparing that to his leadership qualities this offseason, have you noticed him trending in the right direction?
For sure. The thing about KB is, like, his work ethic hasn't changed. He worked extremely hard last year, and he had a lot of personal success, and we've had a lot of team success because of him. And he's working just as hard, if not harder, and a little more hungry this year. So, none of that has changed him. He's the same guy. Whether he was coming off his rookie year where he had 0 interceptions and ended up having 8, and now he had 8, and he's still working just as hard. So I just think that his work ethic is setting the tone for our group, because our all-pro guy is out there with me, 5-6 days a week in off season, and other guys, and we're putting in work. So I think we're all trending in the right direction.
You guys got after it this off season. with some of those workouts? Was it, it certainly wasn't hard to get the group together, but who was the leader that got all of that started this offseason?
It was a group effort. I think it was a little me and KB. We used KB's trainer that he used in college, and it was a local guy and had the facility. And then I was just kind of, season got over. I watched the Super Bowl, watched a lot of passing yards given up in the Super Bowl. And I said, you know what, man, I kind of got that itch to start working out again. And I hit up KB, and then KB, and then we hit up, you know, LaShawn Sims and so forth, so on and so forth, and Ty Smith, and guys started coming back earlier than they normally would and coming back to Nashville. And the next thing you know, in a week or two, we got like, you know, eight, nine of our secondary guys there. And we're just made it a daily thing.
They worked out, by the way, with Jason Spray, formerly at MTSU. I'll give him a shout out. You guys did already on social media. Great guy. Yeah. And I know you really enjoyed working with him this offseason. Have the offseason additions energized the team a bit? Is it looked at as what this team needed to get over the hump, or am I putting way too much into that as an offseason?
You're a little ahead of yourself. You know, what hump? You know, it's a new season. Tennessee has been trending upward the last couple of years in football, and I think it will continue to do that. But we haven't played a game yet. Obviously, Vrabel has brought a lot of energy. That's well documented. We got a lot of talented guys in free agency. Obviously, they're pretty good football players, so they're looking pretty good right now, as expected. So the practices are just competitive. They're fiery, and we're getting after it, man. We got a bunch of guys that want more individually and as a team this year, and I think that's what you see on the practice field.
You know, a year ago at this time, Marcus Mariota was still recovering from that horrific injury at the end of the previous season. What's it like being out there now and watching a healthy Marcus Mariota work with you guys?
It's good. It's good. I know that he's got a new offense to learn, and that's what they're doing, but he's a great leader. Like I said, he's the most humble leader I've ever been around. He's somebody that almost is too good to belong in this generation. Has no social media, has anything, nothing like that. He gives all the credit to his teammates. So that's what you want as a leader, and he's selfless. And it's good to see him out here healthy and learning a whole new playbook and kind of taking that beginner's mentality, and that's what the whole offense is doing. That's what we're doing on defense. So we're all just trying to get through that and learn the new plays and rep it and compete. And that's what he's doing one day at a time.
What's your method on picking up a new defensive system? How do you go about it? Where do you start?
Well, you kind of start all over. You just got to learn the basics. You got to learn. Obviously I know defense. I play this my third one. But football is football. There's going to be something to relate to. So I think a little more experience you have in different systems, you could say, oh, I ran that play before back in this year, and oh, it's just a different terminology. So it's kind of like, yeah, I learned the basic terminology. And then in my mind, I might be able to relate some things, like where somebody else might have to relate it completely from scratch. I might have a memory where I said, oh, I ran that. We called it this. We called it A. Now we're calling this B. So now I know that B is that, and kind of go back in my toolbox and run it how I used to run it. And there's some stuff that's completely new. So I got to learn everything from the beginning, and then things that I've done before, try to relate it, but just learn the terminology so you can play fast. And no matter what drills you do in the offseason, you're not going to play fast unless you understand the playbook. So the faster you can learn that, the more time you can put in that, allows your talents to really show.
You watching the NBA Finals?
Man, yeah, I will. I'm not too entertained with what, you know, the Warriors and Cavs again. I'm a LeBron fan personally, so it's going to be rough for him, but it's going to be tough on him.
Yeah.
But I'm sure he'll average a 40-point triple-double, and we'll see where it goes.
Yeah, but Chad actually believes that this is going to be a decent series.
I believe in LeBron. I think he will will them to at least two wins in this series.
If anybody can will them to two wins, it'll be LeBron. Man, I can't bet anything against the guy. I just think he's going to have to get his teammates involved, and hopefully they hit some shots. If they don't, then you don't got a shot.
I want to ask you one final thing, because we brought this up earlier in the show. I want you to chime in. LeBron next year, for your own personal viewing enjoyment, do you want him to stay in Cleveland, or do you hope he goes somewhere else?
Oh, he's going to the Sixers, 100%.
Okay. I mentioned Philly as a great fit.
That's where Hutton wants him to go.
I'm a Philly fan. You know, I'm a Sixers fan. AI, I told you, my favorite player.
Yeah.
He's going to Sixers. We'll be good. We'll be taking on the Celtics and win the East every year.
I think the whole tweet thing with Colangelo may keep him away a little bit.
that I don't know what the point of that was. I couldn't believe that. But I don't know. We have a bigger talk right now in the locker room news. The whole Drake Pusha T beef. I don't know if you guys are up on there.
Oh, yeah. Music. That was entertaining.
Yeah, this is more entertaining right now than the finals for us. You guys need to maybe call Deion Sanders Jr., get his opinion on it.
Logan, would you like to tell us your shadow Twitter account where you troll fans on Twitter that you operate?
I won't make that mistake. I cannot put my burner account out there.
Yeah, the burner account, that's it. Yeah.
And in all seriousness, I have no burner account. I'm a married man. There's no burner account.
Logan, great to catch up with you, man. We need to get you in before the season starts.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, man.
You guys.
Later.
All right.